earlier, we said this is from the seal?
Yes.
But now I know I made a mistake on that one. It's from Caribou.
Caribou, okay, yeah. So 18A265.
This is for them. See? This is smaller.
Smaller, right.
This one is regularly from a seal, and okay. This one is from Caribou.
Caribou, okay. Okay. All right. This is from mound 18A, number 126, excuse me. Two odd-shaped pieces of bone.
These are the ear bones.
Ear bones.
Of a skull.
A skull.
They either come from caribou or seal.
Or seal. Okay. So this bone in here. Yeah. Right.
Is that what you think?
That's what I think, yes.
Yeah, these are the ear bones of a skull.
Okay.
Either from Ugluk or caribou.
From caribou.
It might be Ugluk.
Is there a special name for the for that particular part of the skull?
We call it from caribou seum, ear.
Ear. Okay.
Not in the skin.
Right. The bone part.
Yeah, ear bone.
Inside.
Seum.
Okay. This is from mound 18A, number 230. Looks like the top of a cane. That's what I would looks like to be, but I know what it is. What do you think it is?
That's a paternic.
Paternic.
Somebody has eaten the marrow of caribou,
uh-huh.
And they break that. That's what they call that after they use the marrow.
Uh-huh.
Breaking this bone, somebody has eaten putter out of this putter.
Okay.
The regular name for this part here is Isuluk.
Isuluk.
From the forearm,
right,
of caribou.
Right.
Either on this end or this end would be called the same.
The
end of the marrow bone.
Uh-huh. And there's a lot of marrow in this bone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the size of this hole here.
Right.
You ever tried it?
No, I understand.
Well, good eating when it's fresh.
Okay.
You like some type of a fat or oil?
Yeah.
That's good. It's hard.
Do they make cakes out of it? I've heard.
Cake?
Or little patties? They pat it together. No. Okay, I've heard. It must be mistaken.
They used to use that part, that's a bit longer story. I don't know whether you want it here or not.
Sure.
The marrow.
Uh-huh.
They use that to decorate the fat that they collect from boiling the bones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
First, they had to save the caribou bones in winter.
Right.
From what they kids and save them.
Right.
And later on, they chopped them with a heavy mallet or something.
Uh-huh.
Made it out of rock. Shape it
right
like a mallet, and
crack
those bones, fine as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
And then boil them.
Okay.
As you boil them, try not to let the steam get out.
Right.
Each time when you start to make bubbles or boiling, you cool it off with snow
uh-huh.
on the top.
Uh-huh.
And that way you save the fat that could have gone into vapor
right.
by boiling.
Right.
So, after they boil it, they scoop that top off
uh-huh.
the fat.
Okay.
And save it.
All right.
And then when that is done, when they had enough marrow bones,
uh-huh.
They break the marrow bone off and chip the marrow mm-hmm. and mix it into that fat.
Oh, okay. That's what I've heard of.
Yeah.
Deep meat. Okay. So it's sort of like a cake. I guess yeah. that's what I was thinking.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I misunderstood.
Right, right. Okay, this is from Bell 2562. And that's...
Yeah, there's another one.
Isuluk.
Only this is from the hind.
Hind, the leg bone.
Yeah.
Right. And again, lots right. of marrow in that.
Like here, like
right.
this one.
Yeah, okay.
Over here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right, right.
This part, most of the people would rather have first.
Uh-huh.
This part. Because the part over here, when it is cold, it's kind of heavier.
Heavier, okay.
And this part is a little softer. That's what they like it.
Okay.
And the one on this side is much... not real hard. It's too oily.
Too oily.
I like that part.
Great. Okay.
This is what came out of what we call that isugluk.
Isugluk.
What has been come out from that leg.
Right. Okay. Here we go. This is from House 8, number 404. There looks to be some sort of jar or something like that. Or skull.
Yeah. Either part of a fox jaw or a small dog.
Small dog, okay.
I cannot tell which.
Okay. Is there a special name for that?
This part, not the whole piece, is called siguk. Siguk.
Siguk.
That's the snout.
The snout?
Huh?
The snout.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Siguk. This part, sholuk.
So.
Sholuk.
So.
That's kind of the cheek.
Yeah.
Where you're. Your nostrils are here, and the inner part is shoulder,
so
back in here.
Uh-huh, okay.
So the whole thing is sigu.
Sigu.
Minus the skull.
What is the skull?
It could be, yeah, it could be there. What is this here? Is that a bone, or...?
I think that's just...
Just sod?
Just sod, yes.
It looks a little too heavy to me, But it's either of the a fox or a small
dog. Okay.
Or puppy or something.
Puppy, right.
Try to find these. This is from Mound 25, number 415, Bag of Broken Bones. Don't know if you can tell me what that is. They seem to be very heavy. I was thinking, I don't know, maybe seal or walrus or something from the skull.
Yeah. Like I suggest on the other one that this has been pieces that they chip out in order to make something out of the larger part of the
right
bone. From walrus, I think.
Would they chip it out to get at the braids for anything?
No, to make
bolos.
Bolos or make a tool or something out of that bone. These are the chips that they don't need.
Oh, okay.
It's bone debitage.
Right, okay.
Oops.
It's okay.
They are not the part of the ivory, just the part of a bone. The head of walrus.
Walrus, okay. It's just stuff they didn't need.
No.
Which is. Okay. This is from House Mound 18A, number 336. And it's some sort of vertebra. Losing parts. No, just a whole bunch of bones.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bunch of bones.
It looks like rib. Here's some more pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. This came from the seal.
The seal, okay.
Towards the neck.
Okay. And then these are seal vertebrae?
Yeah, seal.
Okay. Okay. Towards the neck.
Or, yeah. And even back in here.
The middle of the back.
The middle of the back.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah. Oh, I see. These are fit.
Towards the neck or...
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, towards the neck, I think. This goes with almost back in here.
Right.
Towards the body.
Okay. Now we had some. Oh, here's one. This is from Mound 25, number 208, irregularly shaped bone.
This must have come from the joints, probably from Ugruk flippers or
Ugruk something flippers.
Like that. I know caribou doesn't have that.
Doesn't have that.
Could have been from Ugruk flippers.
From the joint.
Yeah.
Is there a special name for that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. Anyway, it's one that we have made earlier. Mm-hmm. And Paul Week or whatever, I don't remember.
Okay. This is from Mound 18A, number 294. I think that's another. Is that it from a bird?
Yeah, that's from the bird.
From a loon or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like that other one we had.
Or a goose, yeah.
Or a goose. Okay. This is from Mound 25, River 124.
That's the caribou.
From the foot?
Yeah. No, it's next to the foot.
Next to the foot.
Okay. Yeah.
Next to the foot.
Yeah. Either from the hind or the front.
Okay. Is there a special name, special name for that?
Karnagak.
Karnagak.
Karnagak, the lower part.
The lower part.
Yeah.
Does this have a use? I mean, would people use?
I don't know.
Okay.
Unless they want to make something out of the middle part here, uh-huh. Which is real hard.
Right. Okay. To make points and...
Yeah.
Needles.
It's real hard. They can make needles out of that, or net needles for cow shoes.
Uh-huh. Is the marrow very good in this bone?
Pardon?
Is the marrow good to eat in this bone?
Yeah, that's okay. The one that I mentioned that I like that
part. Oh, you like,
you
like
it a lot. In,
it's
smoother.
Goes in smoother.
It's not hard. It's not... or a peanut truck. Peanut truck, no.
Peanut truck, I don't know. Patina.
Yeah.
It goes down smoother.
Yeah, pevina, that's smooth.
Smooth
pevina. That runs down, you know,
peanut right.
Truck, like molasses.
Molasses.
Thick molasses doesn't run so fast, and the lighter one runs down easier.
Easier.
But that's what we call that pevnik. Goes down your throat easier.
Great.
I like that part.
Okay. This is from Mound 25, number 63. I think that goes together like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a part of a foot of caribou.
Caribou, right. And is that from a young caribou?
No, the old one.
Old one, okay.
She's got some marrow in it.
Uh-huh.
It's, the young ones are smaller.
Smaller.
The bull or the... Probably this come from the bull.
Uh-huh. And there is some marrow in there. Is that good to eat too?
Yeah.
I mean,
same as any other marrow.
Right. But I mean, is it better marrow or?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to find out which marrow tastes best.
Some would rather prefer the thicker part over here. As you get it from the lower part, it's smoother. But up here it's a little harder.
Harder.
That doesn't run. It's more like a fat.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, we have House Mound 18A, number 128. Looks like a vertebra of some sort. I don't know what kind.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's, this one here is only from the tail part of a seal.
The seal, okay. Oh, tail part of the seal.
Yeah.
So is that, is there a special day for that?
Sebenarnya kucing kenal ni tak teman. Pamewayuk. Part of Pamewayuk.
Uh-huh.
It's either from caribou or the seal.
The seal, the tail boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that is from the between the hip bones.
Right.
Up to the point of the tail.
That's the point of the tail.
It's tuning in there somewhere.
Okay. Okay.
What kind of a seal do you think that would have been?
The small seal.
Small seal. Okay. I'm trying to... I think we... This is House 18A, number 129. Like those other bones we saw, they... The ankle bones of the seal?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to do repeats here. Okay, this is from House 8. It's number 224. Looks like a tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, the fang of either does the seal have fangs?
I think so. I can't remember.
It's,
I think it's just
maybe just about this, just the front teeth.
Right. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
The dogs have fangs.
Right? Yeah.
Right.
It's a little too small for a dog, and probably if the seal has that.
I think it does.
I'm not quite sure about the seal. If it isn't from...
Oh, yes. Okay. Here's a drawing of a harbor seal. And there's a bearded seal. So it would be this tooth.
Oops.
Oops. Here.
Yeah, it could have that. This could possibly from a seal.
Right. Oh, there's a ring seal. That's a small seal.
What about from the upper part? This could not be from the upper part.
Well, it could be. It could be. We have.
It is so small that.
Yes, there's the upper part.
Yeah, it doesn't show much, but it shows a little there.
Yeah, but that's looking down.
Yeah, I think that's just what this is.
Okay, from a seal. Too small to be a dog. Okay. And we have House 18A, 329, two more teeth. Same as the other one?
Yeah, same as the other one.
Okay.
Yes, I don't think if these are from the fox, they are a little...
Fox would be bigger.
A little longer.
Right, longer, right.
A little longer.
Right.
And since the host people up here live mostly on seal.
Right.
This is very likely that these are from the seal.
Right. Okay. Oops. This is from Melon 1880, number 330.
Claws from a seal.
From a seal, okay.
I don't think, they could be claws from the seal.
Is there a special name for the claw?
Kukuk.
Kukuk.
Same as yours and mine.
Fingernail. Yeah, Kukuk. Okay. Is there a name for those teeth? I forgot to ask that. For the seal teeth.
Tulorea. Those fangs.
Fangs. Okay. But for the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is from round 25, number 243. Small bones. Maybe this was it. I was thinking perhaps this one is from a seal at the very end, or see a claw would fit on that, perhaps.
Yeah, that's
the very tip.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Okay.
That's what this is.
But these, I don't know, maybe somewhere.
Like this one here?
Yeah, or this one.
This one here.
They don't look like seal to me.
No, these are from the birds.
From the birds, okay. Yeah.
This one is. This one is from the birds.
Would the siksik have a bone that small? Do you know?
Siksik had a real small, smaller than this one.
Smaller than that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes. Okay. Well, that's it. The end.
I don't know. These may have come almost next to the feet.
The feet of a bird or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about this one? Yeah, this one here is the same thing.
Uh-huh. So from a bird.
Bird or... I don't know. Or a seal.
Or a seal. That is kind of corroded.
Yeah.
Oh. Here's some small bones. These are from Mound 25, number 211. Two small bones.
Now these are from the bird.
From a bird, okay.
This is part of the bone from the bird.
Okay. We have this bone from house 8, number 164. It's a long, skinny bone.
This one here, probably from a dog.
Uh-huh.
Or something.
The The Ardbor?
The yeah, Frobelis. The arm.
Right. The Ardbor. Okay. That's what I thought.
Something or like. Lynx or...
Or
a dog.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was from a dog. Okay. And then we have House 18A, number 302. Looks like a toe of something.
Yeah. I wonder if this part could be from the caribou.
Caribou.
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Could it be from a moose, or is that too small for a moose? Too small for a moose. What about, would it be from an ulgruk or something like that, do you think?
It's possible, yes.
Possible.
It's possible.
Okay.
But it's kind of stubby, you know?
Right, yeah.
It could be from caribou or something.
Okay.
It might be from caribou.
And we have this small bone from Mound 25 and the 270. Is that like this? Looks like another bird bone.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Just like the other one.
Like the other one. Okay, we have an artifact. This is a surface collection number 13. An oval-shaped piece of wood. Do you know what that is?
This is wood.
Wood, yes.
The only thing that I can make out, it doesn't have a hole on either end.
Uh-huh.
No holes. It seems right that this one has been the lid of a container.
A container, right. I think so.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I can make out of is possibly is the lid of a container.
Okay. Here we have one more.
The big one.
Got a big one.
Is that human hair?
It's a muskox.
Muskox, that's what we think.
Mm. Yeah. I never did feel the muskox hair or fur. That's what you make out of it?
I think that's what some of us decided.
Is there a bone or just a skin?
Just a skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what number is that?
Yeah, that looks like it.
Yeah, it's long and it doesn't have.
You don't find any bones near it.
I don't think so. What's what?
Oh, I just wanted to know if you knew. Did you know if there used to be many muskox around here or where they were?
They used to. At Canada or up near mountains or so. Many, many years ago.
But not right, you don't remember any right
away? No, not. I don't remember whether they used to get them near from here, but that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
When they are in plentiful, you know.
Yeah. Back before your time, then, that would have been.
Yeah. Long, long time before my time.
Before your time. So I think that's it. I don't see any more bones. Wait. No, that's it. Oh, one more bone. This is from 18A. It's number 304.
shiny.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's a claw of a bird, I think.
A bird.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think so?
I don't know.
It's too narrow for a seal, I think. Yeah, it looks like a bird's claw.
Bird's claw.
Some kind.
Maybe an owl?
Yeah.
An owl.
We end up with an owl, the name for the site.
The site, right.
There were a couple of general questions about bones. Was there any special treatment of bone? Did the people treat us especially in any way?
I don't think I've ever heard of a treatment to preserve the thing.
Yeah, or
the way they handled it.
Anything about the way they handled it, maybe not preserve it, but any kind of special things about it.
What do you mean, what they handle about?
Let's see how to say it. Well, did they have any special place that they used to dispose of the bone? Around the house or over the bluff or anything like that?
There is a way of disposing what they don't need anymore. They would dispose them into one spot. Mm-hmm. Anything, refuse or anything like that.
Oh, that was for anything, not just the bone.
Yeah, just the bone.
Oh. What about those?
From there on, loose dogs could help themselves into what they can eat, either bones or refuses.
Did each house have its own spot, or did the whole village put it in one place?
Each house.
Each house.
Each house had.
Was it near the house, or?
It depends how near you want to have it, or how far you want to have it. Say about 30 to 40 feet away from the house.
Was there a name for that particular place?
Attat. Something that you get out of the house, that you take out of the house and put it into a certain spot. Because, I've indicated where I was raised.
Yes.
I remember there was a pile of that, some ashes were there in that pile with hyacinths. I remember. That's what they call atta, for the refuse, for the bones and things like that.
You said the when they saved the bones from the caribou during the winter?
Yes.
And then they later made them into grease and marrow and stuff.
Yeah, after they pounded that up.
Well, but before they pounded it up, did they save those in a special place?
Yes, where dogs won't get them.
Right, inside the house or
no,
outside?
Not inside, because if they stay inside, they would get smelled.
Right, so they put them, where did they put them outside?
Yeah, up on the rack.
Oh,
or,
okay.
Where dogs won't get it.
Okay.
Or in the cellar.
In the cellar, okay. And then when they want it to make the marrow.
When it's about time, when just about the summer comes, they start pounding them.
Uh-huh.
Same way with the travelers up inland, who usually mostly live on caribou. They save that. They save that in their winter places.
Uh-huh.
And when they were just getting ready to start moving from that location in boat. Down the river, they start doing that.
Uh-huh. And that's the sort of food that could be easily carried then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of a food is a special treatment for the guests or some other people that doesn't have it.
That's neat. I want to have some of that sometime.
Did you look at this one before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the scapula?
Right.
And we were wondering if you had ever seen or heard of any stories about the shaman doing divination with this kind of bone.
No, the only things that I have heard about the shoulder blade, what do you call this?
Yeah, that's the shoulder blade, scapula.
Scapula?
Yeah.
I'm not used to that name.
Right.
Only I know it by the shoulder blade.
Shoulder blade.
There is a story that a person, a real strong man, had a shoulder blade that come from whale, made into a paddle. He was so strong, he used that to paddle the whole boat. One stroke he made would move the boat way ahead, farther. That's what he used. And the story about the shoulder blade of caribou. Each time when the fawning season comes for caribou, the hunters would kill also the fawns. And when they eat the blade, the meat, after cleaning it up, they would try and see towards the light. And when it is clear, not much obstruction in this part here, they predict that this special animal was born in clear weather. And when it's a little bit of a some obstruction in there, some black spots over there, they predict that this special animal was born in a cloudy day.
Oh,
that's the only story.
Did they do that with just with these from the fawns?
Yeah.
Do you know about whether they put the shoulder blades in a fire? The shamans put the shoulder blades in a fire and then predicted anything by the cracks that were made in the bone?
No, I never heard about that.
I see.
But I'm just a young person. I never knew any of the stories of that type which were made by the shamans.
They don't exist
in my time.
I see.
Okay.
I only heard a few things about shamans that were existing before my time.
Right.
From the stories.
Okay, I guess that's all.
That's it.
Bones today, huh?
We'll find some more bones for you.
All right, that's the end of this tape.
Thank you.